Wow.
That's that was you know, it was an interesting one because my mom asked for that we're on a roll here about death and destruction. My mom asked for that poem to be read at my stepfather's funeral. And I was like, "Mom, that's a pretty harsh poem." And she's like, "I know. There's nothing nice about this day," which I admire my mother for. I really was like, "Wow, there's got to be like a great, somebody must have made a really great blues version of that. I should look around." So after a lot of research, I found that there was a chamber music version, but there
really?
Was no actual blues version of it. It kind of blew me away.
So the Auden poem is called Funeral Blues?
It's called Funeral Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he had some blues in mind, but the previous musical interpretations had never really taken it
mm-hmm.
where I felt like it should go.
Yeah.
Which, you know, somewhere around Chicago, I would think.
Yeah.
You know.
And it sounds like this band could take off on that for quite a while.
Well, you know, when we were in Chicago, Paul determined that he must go to Willie Dixon's Blues Heaven. And
of course.
I was too hungover to get out of bed. I got as far as the Art Institute, but you made it. Didn't you meet a member of the Chess family as well?
We met Phil Chess's son.
Phil Chess's son, see? Brushes with greatness.
Yeah.
So this next song is called Time for Leaving, and this is a song for me. Everybody's like, "Wow, you wrote a song about a woman." I was like, "Well, it's actually kind of about the road, because I went on the road when I was really young." The road is the woman in this, I think. That's the the explanation.